The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's Mando Richard here, and welcome to the Music Room. Tonight, we're going to be welcoming a guest from the wilds of Vermont. Actually, we're going to catch up to her while she's on tour in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Francesca Blanchard. And you're really going to enjoy hearing her sing and hearing her talk about her unusual background. While I'm getting her on the phone, we're going to have her sing one of her songs for you. It's called Monage, which translates in English as My Angel. This is the Music Room on WVUD.
C'est pas drôle, mais je rigole quand même. Tant qu'il y a le sourire, y a rien à dire. Je ris pour rien, mais ça m'arrange quand même. Tant qu'il y a pas de pleurs, pas de mal au cœur. Et la vie change, et les nuits dérangent, et tout ça se mélange dans un puits au fond de mon lit. C'est pour ça que j'attends.
Francesca Blanchard, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us about that song, Mon Ange.
Yes, Mon Ange was written when I was a wee freshman in college. you know, having left my Vermont home and family and finding myself in a big city still, of Boston, and feeling a little alone. So it's a calling, it's a call for hope, a call for help, whether it be from inside or out, or it's technically speaking to a guardian angel. Yeah, it's a special tune just because it's the first song I wrote in French. So I'm very happy it's made it on the album. It's had several episodes. It was on the EP, 2011 EP, and then now on my full-length album, kind of a little more evolved.
Now, us Americans,
a little bit close to my heart.
Us Americans would call your album Two Visions. En français,
yes.
It's
just Divisions.
All right.
It's a play on words, really. It's,
okay.
I wanted to use a title
English
and French, but that didn't have to be one or the other. And so in French, it's Division. In French, Two Visions. And in English, the plan was to have people read it as if it was D-I-V-I-S-I-O-N-S.
So divisions. Taking advantage of my weak French accent, I would say divisions, huh?
Divisions. No, so that's the idea. It's my two sides, my two cultural sides, French and English, and also, you know, different sides that people hold within them. Bold, brave, courageous, and confident versus shy, sad, all the different things that people hold.
So it's really...
I'm sure I have many more than just two in me, but that was just a good a way to play on the fact that my album is split between the two, English and French.
For yahoos like me, I'm thrilled that the booklet that comes with the album includes the lyrics in two languages. that's really helpful.
Yeah, of course. I wanted that to be an option for my listeners.
Now, you better tell us about your family background, because, you know, I know that you're in a part of Vermont where there is a fair amount of French spoken, but you weren't born there.
No. So I'll give you a little rundown. French father, American mother, born and raised in southern France on the Mediterranean, and have just been... as I've grown older, consistently been traveling with my family. My parents met while they were both working for humanitarian agencies. And my father continued working for them, for Doctors Without Borders, which brought us traveling. But not only their jobs, really, they have an innate bug for discovering new cultures and expanding their own, palette of cultural knowledge, I think. But I have an adopted sister from Ethiopia. She's now 20. And so we moved to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, when I was 5 through 7. And then later on, we lived in Burundi, Africa, for a while when I was a freshman in high school. And I've been very, very lucky to have been exposed to so many different worlds. And with my family, I think it's been incredibly, you know, I could be doing it alone now, but I think the fact that I grew up with my family doing this has been a gift, a real gift.
As you think back on your childhood, it really, some of those experiences must be absolutely transforming. And how have they come through in your current singing and songwriting?
It's hard to say how they come through my music exactly. I find my music to be like kind of a direct correlation of who I am as a human being, kind of like your typical my diary kind of thing. But I think these experiences, they've shaped me as a person and therefore my music. I've seen a lot, and I've been told that my songs are more general. They're not as specific. They're not as, what's the word?
Confessional?
Yeah, they're not as like specific to my own experiences. They're very kind of more open. So I think people can connect to them more. I don't know, but it's hard to say exactly how my traveling and upbringing has affected my music per se. But I know it has in a way, and I know it's shaped me as a human, you know, as a young woman, and therefore inevitably my music. That's as far as I can say about what this traveling has done to my songs.
Well, I think it's left you open to lots of new experiences.
Yeah, and to a lot of, you know, pain that is not my own and what is suffering, really, to kind of question when I'm going through a hard time, well, what is that, really? I just love, it's made me love people. I love people, and I love singing songs about people and sharing them with and for people. So,
as I think, as I told you yesterday, what I really like about your songs is they are about your life, but there's enough going on with the imagery and the melodies that I really do think people connect to it, and it's almost, hi, here am I, but I'm a conduit to all these universal kind of feelings you might share with me.
Right, right. Well, that's the goal.
On a much less heavy note, I love the little stories that about you and your mom and Blackbird.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I got introduced really to playing guitar. My mom would play Blackbird on the guitar. She learned it. She actually would play it in the school halls with Mary Chapin Carpenter. Mary Chapin Carpenter would do that cover, and Mom would be playing guitar alongside her. I think it was in high school. and I got so obsessed with that song and the transitions that the minor to the major was so stunning. I got a guitar lesson, I got a guitar instructor. I wanted him to teach me that song, and once I learned that song, that's all I played for a year. A year. My family got very sick of that song. And so that got me comfortable with the guitar, to finger picking I really enjoy. I mean, I have so much more to learn, of course, but I think that's the foundation of what I've learned and what I know now under the guitar. Thank you, Paul McCartney.
Well, I mean, music's been a big part of your life even before you were born.
Yes.
Your mom was one of those people who would play music for you in utero, I believe.
Yes. Oh, gosh, you found all the details. Yep. She would put headphones to her pregnant belly and play me some Mozart and Vivaldi.
Well, we've got a promo here at WVUD where I listen to Mozart to make me smarter. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's...
I don't know if it made me smarter, but it made me musically inclined.
Now, one of the things you were talking about, like taking your own experiences, but one of the songs on your album, Divisions, or Division, is one that you wrote almost as an exercise while you were getting ready to be in a play at BU.
Yes, yep. It was called Tongue of a Bird by Ellen McLaughlin, and... I played an 80-year-old Polish immigrant who had lost her daughter through suicide, and her granddaughter comes home. She lives in the middle of nowhere in the woods in upstate New York. It's the middle of winter, and her granddaughter is an aviator, and she's in this kind of emotional search for her mother. That is a beautiful play, and everyone should read it. But at the first day rehearsal, we were asked by the director to bring in, which is often the case, I think, with school productions, bring in a tangible product that kind of represents your character's point of view on home. What is home for your character? So, I wrote a song and played it, and it became kind of like the anthem for our cast in that show and for my class. My class, my year, really loved it. And then it just became a song that I started regularly playing. Found its way on the album, and I think it's quite nice because it's not from my perspective, but it's still relevant to the skeleton and the theme, overall themes of the album, which are, I think, the search for a home. Like, what is a home? Is it a physical place? Is it where your loved ones are? Is it, I don't know, which is something I still struggle with, as because I've traveled so very much as a child and as a I think I still search for, I think, solidity or something stable, a stable home. I think flight has always been in me. So I don't know, just correlations between the character and the story and the song that came out of it are actually quite fitting for the theme that ended up being my album. So it's a fun little story. It's definitely interesting.
And it's called Home is a Cage.
Home is a cage, yep.
Loneliness is a plane ride home at night, and a riverbed flowing in tears. And the fact that I've sat in this chair now for over a year. Emptiness is an old winter cottage that is home to the birds and the bears. But a flight has gone missing, and I've been calling everywhere. Come back to me, my daughter. Fly back to the nest you belong to. I cannot wait much longer. Slowly home is a cage that I long to break free from. Break free from. Break free from. Now my bones have all weakened inside me. I no longer can move in search of you. And so I ask that you meet me inside, please, and tell me the truth. Was it you who did knock on my window? Or the spirits of frozen New York? Maybe you can come back.
Francesca Blanchard and Home is a Cage from her CD Divisions. That's a really pretty song.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things that you said, I think I saw it in an interview you did on Vermont Public Radio, you were talking about how singing in French gives you a whole new palette of sounds. Explain that to us Americans.
Sure. Well, I think in either language, I have access to a completely different vocal range, I think, vocal use. It's hard to explain, but I'll try my best. I'm sure there are scientific facts that back up what I'm saying and that are much more, make much more sense. But I can know from experience that French speaking, use the front of your mouth a lot more, which allows me to sing differently just by nature of the way that my mouth moves when I speak it.
Did we lose here? Did we lose Francesca? While I get her back on the line, we're going to listen to another one of her songs. This one's in French. It's called Rome.
Rome. l'océan est troublé. Ram, ram, ram mon âme, côte en face, Orphée. Si je l'avais su, pensée noire s'accroche. Je n'aurais jamais cru, mais tout n'est pas perdu. Tout n'est pas perdu. Rame, rame, rame mon âme, l'océan est troublé.
Well, we were in the middle of talking about singing in French, and we lost our phone connection, but we got you back.
Hello, I'm back.
Tell us a little bit about that song that we just listened to, Rame.
Yes, Rame is it's your basic suffer through it, it'll get better song. It's quite literally about rowing through tough waters and trusting that you'll hit the shore eventually if you just keep rowing. And it's one of my favorites on the album. And I just love that pedal steel. Brett Lanier of Vermont from Burlington plays that on there. And it's haunting and hopeful and not so hopeful and one of my personal favorites.
Well, we should give you the opportunity to plug some of the things that you're doing. For example, Friday, February 12th, you're going to be in nearby Baltimore.
At Andy Music Live, yep. At 8 p.m. and 9:30 p.m.
Two separate shows. Wow. And folks, if you haven't been there, it's one of the 193 rooms that Downbeat Magazine has said is one of the coolest venues in the United States of America. So
very excited.
And you were also scheduled to be out here in January when we had Snowmageddon. But
yes.
Those shows have been rescheduled for April, and people can find information about those at your website. And the URL for that is?
At www.francescablanchard.com. And Blanchard is spelled just like Blanchard. B-L-A-N-C-H-A-R-D.
And there's a convenient link right on the front page for shows that that people can click to see where you're going.
Yes. Yeah.
I really appreciate you taking time out because I know you're about...
Oh, thank you so much.
You're going to be on stage in about an hour down there in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we've picked out as the last song to play The Sea, which you call Zach's Song, or you've subtitled Zach's Song.
Well, The Sea was originally written just... I had the melody and the words, they just came to me, and I was performing them, and a good friend of mine passed away about 3 years ago now, and his mother was at one of my shows. And we locked eyes and during the song, and it just made sense that the song was for Zach, her son. It's just, it was a very unworldly experience to have to kind of mutually understand the grieving, a grieving mother kind of just like really swallowing what the words I was saying, the melody and everything. It just clicked and made so much sense. And it's just Zach's song. It just made sense. It really fit for him and for her.
Well, that's a perfect example of how your music and how your songs help people connect with the emotions they're feeling. It's a great song. Thank you so much. Here comes Francesca Blanchard and The Sea on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Open your...
keeps you wanting more. And as the waves crash at your feet, you are the man for me. Darling, you are the man for me.
Bonjour, c'est Courtney Granger et t'as écouté la station 91.3 FM, WVUD et WVUD HD1, New York, Delaware. Merci beaucoup.